NAVC Sierra 9086-Charlie Hotel-Sierra Tango Mike-030, Volume 3, Chapter 74, Revision 6, Naval Ships Technical Manual, Chapter 74, Volume 3, Gas-Free Engineering, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Section 18, Gas-Free Engineering Program Requirements. 1. Which year was the Occupational Safety and Health Act, PL 91-596, signed into law to establish regulations and standards which govern occupational safety and health matters, including gas-free engineering? 1970. 2. DoD 6055.1 and which other series provide overall guidance to conduct gas-free engineering programs? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. 3. Which publication should be the first point of reference when in port, as it will guide gas-free engineering personnel to the correct governing documents? COM Fleet 4 COM Instruction 4790.3, Volume 4. 4. How many items, at a minimum, will a gas-free engineering program include? 7. 5. At a minimum, each ship shall have how many personnel properly trained, qualified, and certified as a shipboard, afloat, gas-free engineer? 1. 6. Which publication sets forth the responsibilities of the fire marshal? NTTP 3-20.31. 7. Who serves as the gas-free engineer on submarines? Medical Department Representative Mike Delta Romeo. 8. Gas-free engineers must follow the requirements of the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970 and which public law? Public Law 91-596. 9. Shore activity gas-free engineering personnel qualification requirements are contained in which publication? NAVC Sierra 6470-alpha-alpha-sierra-alpha-foxtrot-010. 10. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as the gas-free engineer aboard ships? E7. 11. The CO may waive the 40-hour OJT requirement provided the candidate has graduated from an approved GFE training site within the last how many months and the unit does not have a qualified GFE on board? 36. 12. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as the gas-free engineer assistant aboard ships? E6. 13. What is the minimum required pay grade to be appointed as a gas-free engineer petty officer aboard ships? E4. 14. All ship's personnel shall receive GFE familiarization during shipboard indoctrination, and how often at a minimum thereafter? Annually. 15. How many official training courses have been established for gas-free engineering personnel? 3. 16. The CO shall require the safety officer to evaluate the gas-free engineering program at least how often? Annually. 17. GFEP to be recertified shall demonstrate that they have satisfactorily engaged in gas-free engineering during the year, issue at least how many certificates? 10. 18. Before recertification, personnel who have not actively engaged in gas-free engineering shall complete a minimum of how many gas-free evolutions, OJT, to refresh their gas-free engineering skills under the direct supervision of a certified GFE. 5. 19. Contractor operations which involve confined space entry or work are governed by what for maritime operations? 29 CFR 1915. 20. All Navy gas-free certification and test log forms shall be maintained by the ship for a period of how many months from completion date of the specific job for which they were generated? 12. 21. The gas-free engineer must ensure that all shipboard GFE personnel are properly trained, PQS qualified, and certified by the CO in how many areas? 5. 22. What is the Navy Gas-Free Certification and Test Log Form Number? OPNAV 5100/16. 23. Which command exercises general supervision over and provides technical support for the Navy GFE program for naval ships afloat? Naval Sea Systems Command, NAVSEA. 24. Who establishes the curriculum for afloat GFE courses? Chief of Naval Education and Training, Charlie November, Echo Tango. 25. What provides assistance and concurrent authority in the administration of policy, procedures, and curricula developed within the scope of submarine gas-free engineering? Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. Section 19. Gas-free engineering procedures. 1. Spaces containing organic materials such as fruits, vegetables, natural lines, or standing seawater will potentially deplete the oxygen and further deteriorate into hydrogen sulfide and, potentially, what else? Methane. 2. What is a good indicator of potential oxygen deficiencies and hydrogen gas buildup? Rust. 3. Caustic substances can react with aluminum to produce a chemical reaction which creates what as a byproduct? Hydrogen. 4. Entry into or hot work in or on fuel tanks, spaces in which fuel tank vents terminate, piping or equipment servicing such spaces or other confined spaces known to contain flammable fuels or fuel vapors, is permitted only if approved by whom for each occasion? Commanding Officer, Charlie Oscar. 5. What, located in remote spaces, such as pump rooms, if activated, can remove all breathing air, making the space immediately dangerous to life or health? Eductors. 6. For most contaminants, a safe exposure limit is based upon a how many hour time-weighted average calculation? 8. 7. OSHA, as an additional control for toxic atmospheres, imposes action levels, which is what percent of the PEL or TLV? 50%. 8. What shall not be exceeded by personnel exposed to toxic materials? Permissible exposure limits, PAPA Eco Limas. 9. Whose approval is required when entering IDLH spaces? Commanding Officers, Charlie Oscars. 10. Supervisors of personnel entering or working in confined spaces shall ensure the use of what appropriate to the operation, exposure, and expected hazards? Personnel protective equipment, PAPA PAPA Echo. 11. Only respirators approved by what shall be utilized for GFE operations? NIOSH, November India, Oscar Sierra Hotel. 12. Compressed breathable air supplied to respiratory protective devices, such as a self-contained breathing apparatus, shall, at a minimum, meet the Compressed Gas Association G7.1 requirements for which grade of breathable air? Grade D, Delta. 13. If a ventilation duct blocks one access to a multiple access confined space, ensure that at least how many other accesses are kept clear for immediate use? 2. 14. Which type of ducting shall be used whenever ducting restricts entry into a single-access confined space with a possibly hazardous atmosphere? Breakaway. 15. What is the normal oxygen level of ambient air at sea level? 20.9%. 16. Oxygen levels less than what percent will be considered unsafe and require the use of an escape SCBA for further testing inside the space? 19.5%. 17. Oxygen levels less than 19.5% or greater than what percent shall be considered as IDLH? 22%. 18. Since the oxygen indicator measures in percent by volume, a 1% drop in reading from 20.9% to 19.9% while being legally safe for workers could indicate the presence of 1% how many ppm of a toxic contaminant? 10,000. 19. Test for combustible vapors or gases with an approved combustible gas indicator. Concentrations of what percent or greater of the LEL shall render the atmosphere IDLH? 10%. 20. Common toxicants aboard ship include hydrocarbons, hydrogen sulfide, carbon monoxide, and what else? Carbon dioxide. 21. When initial tests indicate deviations from normal oxygen levels or the presence of flammables or toxicants, prohibit personnel entry. Flush or drain and ventilate to remove flammables and toxicants and provide proper oxygen levels. Regardless of initial drop test results, at least how many complete air changes are required prior to entry? 2. 22. Who shall authorize each entry into spaces that contain flammable, toxic, oxygen-deficient, or oxygen-enriched atmospheres? GFE or GFEA. 23. A confined space classified as immediately dangerous to life or health is one in which flammable vapors in the atmosphere are at a concentration of what percent or greater of the lower explosive limit? 10%. 24. A confined space classified as immediately dangerous to life or health is one in which the atmosphere has an oxygen content less than 19.5% by volume or greater than what percent by volume? 22%. 25. A confined space classified as immediately dangerous to life or health is one in which the atmosphere in submarines has an oxygen content less than what percent by volume? 16.5%. 26. Who must approve the atmospheric testing plan? Gas-free engineer, Golf Foxtrot Echo. 27. How many approved systems or devices are approved for immediately dangerous to life or health entry? 2. 28. In addition to other requirements, firefighting SCBAs can be used for entry and/or rescue if the time required to reach the furthest point and conduct testing is less than 1% of a fully charged 45-minute SCBA firefighter's SCBA capacity. 20%. 29. Vertical entry is limited to how many decks in height when using firefighting SCBAs for entry and/or rescue into immediately dangerous to life or health spaces. 2. 30. Who directs the entry operation at the access to the immediately dangerous to life or health space? Gas-free engineer, Golf Foxtrot Echo. 31. Who performs the atmospheric testing in the immediately dangerous to life or health space? GFEP, Golf Foxtrot Echo Papa. 32. Who assists the gas-free engineer in management of personnel in the vicinity of the immediately dangerous to life or health space? Master at Arms. 33. Who assists the GFEP by carrying test and support equipment and passes information between the GFEP and attendants when required? Messenger. 34. How many attendants shall be assigned for each breathing air supply manifold enclosure? 1. 35. Space permitting, each person inside the immediately dangerous to life or health space shall have one attendant at the space access to tend that person's air hose and lines. How many attendants at a minimum shall be located at the space access? 2. 36. If rescue personnel are required to enter the IDLH space, at least how many additional rescuers shall be stationed near the access to the IDLH space wearing, in standby, the respiratory protection specified for IDLH spaces? 1. 37. Who advises the GFE or GFEA regarding aid to the victim and continues aid once the victim is removed from the space? Medical Department Representative, Mike Delta Romeo. 38. Who shall assemble and check the equipment required for atmospheric testing of the space? Gas-free engineering personnel, Golf Foxtrot Echo Papa. 39. What shall not be used in atmospheres which are potentially explosive or if the victim must be transported on a stretcher? Emergency escape breathing devices, Echo Echo Bravo Deltas. 40. Personnel who enter IDLH spaces shall be equipped with a full-face pressure demand escape SCBA. The backup cylinder shall have a rated air supply of how many minutes? 15. 41. Which type of tanks may be opened for the purpose of visual inspection from the opening without tank entry? CHT, Charlie Hotel Tango. 42. AFFF system piping may contain hazardous concentrations of what? Hydrogen sulfide. Section 20. Navy Gas Free Certificates. 1. The GFEPO may issue certificates for initial entry and work for operations which do not naturally generate toxic levels above the permissible exposure limit, flammables equal to or above 10% of lower explosive limit, or result in oxygen levels below 19.5% or greater than what percent? 22%. 2. The GFE or GFEA will issue certifications for entry or work or both based on tests and inspections personally conducted by the GFE or GFEA for operations that generate or have the potential to generate toxic levels above PEL flammables at or above what percent of the LEL? 10%. 3. Which form shall be used to record initial certification, gas-free related hot work, test results, and recertification? OPNAV 5100/16. 4. The OPNAV 5100/16 certificate duration shall not exceed a maximum period of how many hours? 8. 5. All OPNAV 5100/16 certificates must be closed out after a maximum of how many hours? 24. 6. Which block of the OPNAV 5100/16 certificate would you find the serial number? Block 1. 7. Which blocks of the OPNAV 5100/16 certificate would you find the initial certification? 2-13. 8. The completed, original or legible copy, OPNAV 5100/16 certificate shall be maintained as a legal document for how many months? 12. 9. The oxygen level in an inert space shall be monitored to maintain not more than what percent oxygen in the space? 1%. 10. Which block of the gas-free certificate shall contain the type of gas used to inert the space? Block 11. 11. Which block of the gas-free certificate shall contain the type of liquid used to press up with? Block 12. 12. How many copies of the gas-free certificate will be distributed? 6. 13. The GFE or GFEA may elect to post appropriate signs to identify the how many types of confined spaces. 3. Section 21. Ventilation. 1. Ventilation is used to remove contaminated air, flammable or toxic, from the space, limit flammable atmospheres to what percent or less of the LEL, and limit toxic concentrations to the PEL. 10%. 2. Prior to any ventilation, the GFE must determine if the space presents which type of danger. Upper explosive limit, uniform Echo Lima. 3. There will be a minimum of how many air changes prior to entry into a confined space unless installed ventilation is in operation. 2. 4. Ventilation requirements for entry into and work in confined spaces are dependent upon the nature of the space, the contents, and the operations to be conducted within the space. For purposes of gas-free engineering, requirements will be considered for general ventilation, dilution ventilation, and which other type of ventilation. Local exhaust. 5. The accepted practice and the required level established by the Naval Bureau of Medicine and Surgery for general ventilation is one complete air change every how many minutes? 3. 6. Local exhaust systems contain an exhaust intake, duct opening or hood, positioned how many inches from the work which generates airborne contaminants? 6-10. 7. For local exhaust to be effective, the part of the work zone farthest from the exhaust inlet needs an airflow of how many linear feet per minute toward the exhaust inlet? 100. 8. Which type of ventilation will generally be used in shipboard afloat operations for the control of flammable, oxygen-deficient, or enriched atmospheres rather than for control of toxicants because too much air will be required to dilute toxicants to PEL? Dilution. 9. Which publication contains additional guidance for fans and ventilation? NSTM, Chapter 512. 10. Ductwork, located on the interior of the ship, can be sealed at all connections by using duct tape wrapped around how many times minimum to prevent separation of connections or the leakage of toxic gases into the interior of the ship at the connections. 3. 11. No more than how many 15-foot sections of hose assembly or air duct should be used with each fan. 3. 12. A duct airflow velocity of how many feet per minute will capture the contaminants and minimize friction loss, fan loss, noise, and reduce the possibility of residue settling in the ducting. 2,000 to 4,000. 13. Capture velocities decrease drastically as the distance increases between the exhaust inlet at the point of operation and the exhaust outlet. Use flanged exhaust inlets, which are approximately 1% more efficient than unflanged inlets. 25%. 14. Which type of ventilation seldom completely protects the welder? Dilution. 15. Ventilation shall dilute contaminants to 1% or less of the LEL for the material involved. 10%. 16. Flow rates for dilution ventilation to maintain exposure levels at 10% of the LEL shall be calculated by which formula? Q equals open bracket C, open bracket 100 minus LEL, close bracket, divided by LEL times VV times gallons per minute. Section 22. Hot work. 1. Requirements for general hot work or spark-producing operations performed in open or well-ventilated areas are located in NSTM Chapter 74, Volume 1, and which series? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. 2. Hot work in the context of gas-free engineering includes any operation producing temperatures of how many degrees or higher? 400 degrees Fahrenheit. 3. After completion of the hot work operation, fire watches shall remain on station for a minimum of how many minutes and ensure the area is cool to the touch and that no smoldering embers remain. 30. 4. Which type of extinguishers should never be used in confined spaces? Vaporizing liquid. 5. Which type of combustibles are those which leave embers and must therefore be cooled throughout the entire mass? Class A, Alpha. 6. Remove combustible coatings from the hot work area to a distance sufficient to prevent ignition or off-gassing from temperature increase, at least how many inches on all sides from the outer edge of the hot work? 4. 7. Shield flammable coatings from slag or sparks in the area of the hot work. Wet down surrounding areas or cover with netted fire-retarding cloth conforming to what, if appropriate? MIL-CHARLIE-24576. 8. Before hot work, strip any coatings which become toxic when heated to at least how many inches beyond the area that will be heated? 4. 9. Removal of asbestos insulation from the area of hot work shall be conducted in accordance with which series? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. 10. Hot work in the area of magazines or near ammunition or explosives shall follow provisions of which publication? NAVC Oscar Papa 4. 11. Keep welding or cutting operations which produce high levels of ultraviolet radiation at least how many feet from exposed chlorinated solvents? 200. 12. Transport, handle, and store compressed gas cylinders in accordance with which series? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. Section 23. Space Cleaning. 1. Which publication provides guidance for cleaning shipboard fuel tanks? Military Handbook 291. 2. Which publication provides guidance for cleaning CHT tanks? NSTM Chapter 593. 3. Which type of cleaning is the most effective method for cleaning tanks used for low flashpoint hydrocarbon fuels such as gasoline and solvents? Steam. 4. Temperatures of tank walls during steam cleaning must not be allowed to exceed how many degrees? 230 degrees Fahrenheit. 5. Keep steam jets out of spaces which contain flammable vapor concentrations above 1% of the lower explosive limit. 10%. Section 24. Inerting, pressing up, and steam blanketing. 1. Inerting, pressing up, and steam blanketing are permissible only under emergency conditions or when normal cleaning and gas freeing of the confined space are impossible and only under the direction of whom? GFE or GFEA. 2. Who shall determine whether the material to be hot worked can withstand the process without structural failure? Commanding Officer Charlie Oscar. 3. Inerting, pressing up, and steam blanketing are prohibited on spaces containing highly volatile materials such as gasoline, JP4 fuel, or similar materials with flash points of how many degrees or less? 100 degrees Fahrenheit. 4. Which process involves replacing oxygen vapor mixture in the space with inert or non-flammable gas so that the resulting atmosphere will not support combustion? Inerting. 5. For a space to be fully inerted, the oxygen level shall be reduced to less than what percent? 1%. 6. Nitrogen, heated to how many degrees, becomes nitrogen dioxide, which is toxic? 900 degrees Fahrenheit. 7. Liquid levels in the space shall permit free distribution of the inerting gas. Adjust liquid level to allow a minimum space of how many inches between the top of the liquid and the lowest edges of any structural members or baffles? 12. 8. The use of which type of portable fire extinguishers for the purpose of inerting tanks or containers that contain or have contained hydrocarbon products is prohibited. Carbon dioxide, CO2. 9. Which type of blower should be used when atmospheric conditions slow the dispersion of exhausted gases? Explosion proof. 10. 1 pound of carbon dioxide is equal to how many cubic feet? 8.75. 11. 1 pound of nitrogen is equal to how many cubic feet? 13.75. 12. Test for oxygen content at the vent when injecting inerting gas. Continue injecting until there is a consistent oxygen reading of less than 1% at the vent. Close the vent and allow how many minutes for diffusion of the inerting gas? 30. 13. What is a means of displacing flammable vapor-air mixtures from a space by completely filling the space with liquid? Pressing up. 14. What is a method of making the outer boundaries of a space safe for hot work by using steam to displace and carry off flammable vapor-air mixtures within the space? Steam blanketing. 15. When performing steam blanketing operations, introduce the steam well in advance of hot work operations, approximately how many hours, and continue throughout the entire operations. 3. 16. When performing steam blanketing operations, monitor temperatures of space walls and boundaries. Maintain tank wall or boundary space temperatures at no more than how many degrees? 230 degrees Fahrenheit. Section 25. Emergency Rescue Procedures. 1. Who directs the rescue operation at the access to the confined space in accordance with the rescue plan? Gas-free engineer, Golf Foxtrot Echo. 2. The primary rescue team for confined space rescue operations consists of how many rescue personnel? 2. 3. If secondary rescue personnel must enter the confined space, there must be at least how many additional standby rescuers stationed near the access to the space wearing, in standby, the respiratory protection specified for confined spaces? 1. 4. How many tasks are performed by attendants stationed near the access to a confined space during a rescue operation? 6. 5. Respiratory equipment must be worn by all personnel who enter the confined space. If SAR or SCBA system is used, 2 primary air supply packs, reserve air supply packs, and at least how many airline escape SCBAs with hose sections for each shall be available at the scene. 4. 6. Because of time required to don safety harness, it should be among first equipment to arrive at the scene. The safety line shall be how many inches in diameter or larger nylon line, length determined by size of space, and attached to the harness with a snap hook. 0.5. 7. To ensure the safety of rescue personnel, a rescue team shall always consist of at least how many rescuers inside the space? 2. 8. If it cannot be established that the victim is being provided an adequate supply of air for breathing, the priority of the investigator and rescuers shall be to provide another source of breathing air for the victim. EEBDs can be used only if victim is conscious, and use of EEBD is not prohibited in space. Without the use of the EEBD, how many options are available? 3. 9. If a harness is used to hoist the victim from the space, the hoist line shall be connected to which type of bridle attached to the harness shoulder straps? Y. Yankee. Section 26. Post-fire atmospheric testing. 1. What is a byproduct of burned polyvinyl chloride cable jacketing? Hydrogen chloride, Hotel Charlie Lima. 2. What is present when vinyl nitrile rubber water piping insulation is burned? Hydrogen cyanide, Hotel Charlie November. 3. What results from the decomposition of halon 1301? Hydrogen fluoride. 4. If the space may have been contaminated by chemical, biological, or radiological agents, testing for CBR contamination should be conducted in accordance with NSTM Chapter 470 and which other publication? NWP 3-20.45. 5. Which type of testing is used to certify the atmosphere as safe, which includes safe for breathing without respiratory protection? Post-fire atmospheric. 6. Which system on submarines should not be used until it has been determined there are no acid gases, such as HCl, present? Central Atmospheric Monitoring System, Charlie Alpha Mike Sierra. Section 27, Navy Gas-Free Instrumentation. 1. Only gas-free equipment that complies with what shall be used to provide GFE services? OSHA, Oscar Sierra Hotel Alpha. 2. Combustible gas indicators that function by which means will not function correctly in oxygen-deficient or enriched atmospheres. Circuit imbalance. 3. Relative humidity can affect the performance and accuracy of instruments. Humidity greater than what percent may result in significantly degraded performance? 95%. 4. The 4-gas analyzer is not currently authorized for use in measuring what to support nuclear propulsion plant casualty procedures. Hydrogen. 5. The 4-gas analyzer unit stores up to how many hours of monitoring data? 60. 6. After being calibrated, the 4-gas analyzer is capable of measuring true gas concentration of oxygen within plus or minus 1% by volume over the full range. 0.5%. 7. After being calibrated, the 4-gas analyzer is capable of measuring true gas concentration of combustible gas within plus or minus 5.0% LEL, or 1% of the gas concentration, whichever is greater. 10%. 8. The 4-gas analyzer unit is factory set to alarm at instantaneous gas concentration levels for low oxygen at what percent? 19.5%. 9. The 4-gas analyzer unit is factory set to alarm at instantaneous gas concentration levels for high oxygen at what percent? 22%. 10. The 4-gas analyzer unit is factory set to alarm at instantaneous gas concentration levels for combustible gas at what percent LEL or above? 10%. 11. The 4-gas analyzer unit is factory set to alarm at instantaneous gas concentration levels for carbon monoxide at how many or more ppm? 35. 12. The 4-gas analyzer unit is factory set to alarm at instantaneous gas concentration levels for hydrogen sulfide at how many or more ppm? 10. 13. Pressing the mode button how many times within 2 seconds will place the four-gas analyzer instrument in the auto-calibration mode. 3. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.